from what goes on the land to what goes on in the ocean now. And it's time for this week's Myth Conception with Adam Murphy.
Great white sharks can seem absolutely terrifying. Jaws was proof enough of that. They can be up to 6 metres long, weigh nearly 2,000 kilograms and can swim at 35 miles an hour. They are apex predators, nothing goes near them. There's an idea floating around that sharks attack surfers and other swimmers unprovoked, because to the shark it looks like a seal, and a seal looks like lunch. But that's probably not true, and the reasons why might be a comfort to you. Or they might not. Is there a comforting way to be bitten by a shark? Sharks don't think we're seals. Sharks approach seals and other human-sized prey in a totally different way to how they approach us. Now, while it's possible that sharks occasionally have cases of mistaken identity when they can't see very well, in open water, when a shark hunts a seal, it torpedoes itself towards the surface in a move called a breach. The shark rocket takes out the seal before the seal has time to think, hey, what's that thing rushing towards me at tremendous speed? Meanwhile, sharks usually approach us calmly and quietly in comparison. Then, yes, they do take a bite, but not for food. It's usually because they're just curious, wondering what that thing in their backyard is, and they don't have hands to prod and poke something. Babies do that too, need to understand what something is. Are you a baby? Put it in your mouth. So sharks are just like babies, giant, serrated, tooth-filled babies. Isn't that nice? And even if they were going to attack humans for food, we're really not worth the effort. Compared to blubber-rich seals and sea lions, we're very bony things. Research published in 2016 has shown that most of the bites inflicted on surfers and surfboards aren't strong enough to take out or incapacitate a seal, and sharks are very good at doing that. That idea is supported by Peter Klimley from the UC Davis College of Wildlife, Fish and Conservation Biology, and was supported by R. Aidan Martin, former director of the ReefQuest Centre for Shark Research in Vancouver, Canada, before his death in 2007. There is a theory that sharks will make an initial bite, swim off, and wait for the thing to bleed out. But they tend to use that for large prey. Elephant seal large, and we are not that large. So unless they're desperate, they don't think we're seals, and they want to investigate more than they want to hurt us. Sadly, the sentiment is not returned. In 2013, humans were killing 100 million sharks a year, which is roughly 200 every minute. That means the great white shark is now listed as vulnerable. And great whites can take up to 30 years to be able to reproduce, making it that much harder for them to replace their population. Maybe it's time we start looking after them and stop being so afraid of them. And we should probably do that before we seal their fate.
Thank you, Adam. And if there's some suspicious sounding science you've come across, send it in to chris@thenakedscientist.com and we'll take a look.